On the edge of Rue de Stalingrad, the massiveness of this work by Magda Franck is softened by its hollowed-out arrow slits. The piece takes the form of a monolithic block more than 3 meters high, with each face being treated like a bas-relief. The sculpted forms barely jutting out and partly carved into the block. Its form reveals the artist's taste for pre-Columbian art, where masses are placed one on top of the other and the contours are wound around a central core. A graduate of the School of Fine Art in Budapest, Magda Franck, 1914 to 2010, settled in Paris in 1960, after having divided her time between France and Argentina. The artist worked mainly in wood and stone and didn't appreciate metal or concrete. She chose her materials carefully, looking for a partner to work with, and cut all of the stone herself. Whilst her first works sometimes evoke feminine lines, her artistic production rapidly moved towards abstraction. The work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble within the framework of the first French Symposium of Sculpture in 1967. This international rendezvous for artists expressed Grenoble's desire to confront sculptors with the urban structures that accompanied the organization of the 1968 Winter Olympics. Around 15 works were thus created in situ, from the northern entrance of the town and through Paul Mistral Park to the Olympic Village. There are more than 150 works installed in public spaces in and around Grenoble. You can discover them thanks to several trails across the town and on the Grenoble Patrimoine website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.